Let's talk about the year that was. Just as a student, talk about the challenges of this pandemic school year.
Yeah, so it was super hard school year this year for us. A lot of new challenges we had to face that we never thought we would have to before. But with the help of everyone at DHS, we got through it. And with our parents and friends by our side, we definitely made it through, for sure.
A lot of talk this year about mental health. As a student, just take us through that journey and the supports you received.
You know, at DHS this year, there was obviously no clubs, no sports, no real extracurriculars aside from student council. And when you're in a class for 2.5 hours and it's this fast-paced curriculum, it takes its toll on you doing this work when you have no real outlet for it anymore. We had some really great student trustees this year. Emma Gardner was one of our key collaborators in putting together a mental health initiative for the KPDSB. So there was lots of mental health outreach this year. The school set up lots of programming. You could find posters all over the school of where to find and get help. So it was super beneficial to have that, especially in this time.
What kind of highlights do you take from this year?
It's hard to say. I think definitely our work in student council. We ran a couple Candygram fundraisers that were super, super successful. So it was nice to see that even in the struggles of this year, like, you can still have something pull through and be a success. And it was just a real reminder of hard work pays off.
To both of you, it is graduation day. So what does this day mean?
I think it means, like, everyone's recognizing our achievements. It's super exciting to see, like, the community definitely has come together to support us today. And I feel like we couldn't have done it without everybody who's been by our side these last 4 years, so we're super grateful.
Alyssa?
You know, like Grace said, our community's been super, super supportive. Our Safe Grad committee this year has received so many donations from so many small businesses, larger businesses, just individuals from our community. And it's just so incredible to see how, even in such a difficult time where, you know, everyone has to be so far apart, we can still be so close together and celebrate all of our students who have worked so, so hard. So I think today is just a really big day of acknowledging how hard our kids have worked and really celebrating them.
And again, to both of you, the journey comes full circle. Just talk about your time at DHS.
Well, I'd say it's something we'll never forget. The first 2 years, I mean, they were amazing. A lot of great memories we made then. The last 2 years, well, although they weren't perfect, they were definitely super fun and something we'll never forget.
Alyssa?
You know, DHS has been our home for 4 years. I actually cannot imagine my life without it. I don't know how next year is going to look. I'm a little nervous to be, you know, leaving those safe walls that we've had there. But, you know, being involved in our school community and being able to do so many of the things that we've done through basketball, student council, sports, you know, even our academic programming, it's kind of sad to see it all have to go away now, but you know, we'll always be able to look back on the memories we've created there and really be proud of what we did.
Anything else?
Just another big thank you to the community, to the staff at DHS, to our parents, to our friends. We are really proud of everyone that we're graduating alongside this year. It hasn't been an easy year, whether it's for students, parents, teachers, anyone. Coming through this last virtual quadmester here, I'm really proud of everyone. It's just in general, really proud of everyone for pushing through it and making it to this day.
Grace Douglas, Alyssa McCready, congratulations on graduating, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.